Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you accelerate your personal development and handle life's challenges through deeper connection to yourself and every aspect of your life. Today, I'd like to give a great big hello, hola, to our listeners in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Thanks for joining us. Gracias por esta conexión. Thank you for this connection. Today, we're going to be talking about complete connection and how it means connecting deeply to the bad stuff, too. Oh, I hate to be the messenger on this one, but this was actually a revelation for me. Now, if you have questions about this or anything else, you can send them into questions@koabd.com, or you can click the link in the podcast notes and go to the community page at the website and scroll down a little bit. There's a little form right there. You can send me your questions, ideas, thoughts, and so on. Let me know how I can help. So you have to connect to the bad stuff too. We go on and on here about complete connection and connecting to yourself and your body and your money and your purpose and exactly how to do that. And we often will avoid connecting to the bad stuff. And the idea of complete connection is to be so deeply connected to every single aspect of your life that life flows in a state of relaxed joy, a state of simultaneous peace and wonderment and purpose and love. It's a beautiful place to be, and it's a form of being here in the moment. It's mindfulness taken as far as it can possibly go. If you really take mindfulness all the way. And it's very tempting to connect only to the good stuff, like happy emotions and people that we love and positive future manifestations, the things that you're bringing into your life, the things that you're learning and what you're excited about. And in the beginning, that might be a good idea. It might be a good idea to just focus on the good stuff in the beginning. But remember, you're going to go around this cycle many times. And at some point, you will have to connect to the stuff that you've been avoiding. You know what it is. Fear, attachment, loss, disease, death. Whoa. But wait, you say. I've read all your articles. I've heard all the podcasts. And if you spend time thinking about the bad will come. This is true. So don't spend time thinking about it. Just quietly connect with it. Don't imagine it. Don't feel it. Feel compassion for the fact that it exists as a part of the human experience. So let's take an example, right? And this is the difference. Bringing something into your life happens when you feel it. You don't just think about it. You don't just daydream about it. You feel it as if it's real. And that feeling it as if it's real is what makes it real. Is what makes it happen. And that's why you don't want to feel the things that you're trying to avoid, right? You don't want to imagine a bad scenario. You could sit here and imagine a bad scenario and not feel it, right? Keep an emotional distance from it. You're not going to bring about that scenario. But if you are feeling emotional as you think about that scenario, you are going to bring it about. And that's what you want to avoid. Don't feel it. But feel compassion for the fact that it exists as a part of the human experience. So let's take an example. Let's take fear. Don't feel fear. Feel compassion. So feel compassion. Think about, treat fear like another person that you're going to just sit down and have a tea or a coffee with. Feel compassion for how fear is a natural part of the human experience. Oh yeah, it's there for all of us. Feel compassion for everyone about how everyone feels, experiences fear at some point, and how the human experience would be incomplete without fear. Wouldn't be human. Go through a whole life and never feel fear. Sounds nice, but it wouldn't be real. It wouldn't be human to not feel that. And feel compassion for how fear may come up for you at some point in the future, and for other people at some other time. And feel compassion for yourself and others about that fact. This is connecting to fear as part of the human condition. And when you do that, you make it dissipate. When you lean into it and connect with it as part of the human experience and feel compassion for the fact that that's part of living life, it dissipates. It's not occupying you, it's sitting with you. And you're meeting it as an equal. Lean into it. Welcome it. Give it compassion for the fact that it exists. Because it must be really hard to be fear. It's such an important part of being human. It helps us survive, but it can cause suffering too. Sit as if you're having coffee with an old friend and have compassion for your old friend, fear. You're not inviting it into you. You are inviting it to be seen and acknowledged. Because it's going to keep tiptoeing around the edges of your life until you acknowledge it. Isn't that what we all want? Don't we all just kind of want to be seen and acknowledged? Try the same thing with loss. Try it with disease. And any other things that you tend to close your eyes to. All the stuff that you tend to see as negative. The stuff that induces that fear in you. Are you afraid of getting older? Are you afraid of disease, of being sick, of specific diseases maybe that run in your family? Can you have compassion for that? For the thing that causes the fear? Just having compassion for the fact that it's a part of humanity that so many people experience. But nothing's ever completely good or bad, completely positive or negative. It depends on the situation. Connect with it all. Have compassion for the fact that these things are an integral part of humanity. Just like joy and new beginnings and life itself are an integral part of humanity. And they're all a part of you. And you're a part of them. Manifest that their most healthy forms may help you when you need them, right? Ask that fear will keep you safe. And you promise to listen to it. Ask that attachment will alert you to the need to let go. That loss will mean the loss of bad habits, the loss of relationships that were not healthy for you, and that disease will be ever minor and ultimately transient, steering you towards the right foods or the right routines or the right mindsets to offer a long and healthy life. Love it all, and it will love you. If you ignore it, or you run from it, or you hide, or you cover your eyes and deny that these aspects of life exist, it will seek you out. It'll seek you out the most to get the acknowledgement and the compassion that, like all people and things, so desperately crave. The negative aspects of life, or the aspects of life that you think are negative, are seeking your acknowledgement and connection. Give them that, and they will give you their best, most wonderful aspects. The fear will only come to keep you safe. The attachment will only come to remind you to let go. the illness or injury will only come to steer you towards the right methods for a long and happy life. And that is the key. If you meet these aspects of the human existence with exuberant compassion, fear, yes, I'm human. Attachment, yes, that's here too. Loss, yes, this too is human. Disease, yes, I see you there. I see how important you are, and I see how you can be a force for finding complete connection. Thank you. Can you meet it like that? What aspects of your humanity have you been hiding from? Can you meet them with compassion? Can you invite them to be acknowledged and seen? You're not inviting them into you. You're inviting them to be acknowledged and seen. You're saying, it must be hard to be you. That's tough. But what an important aspect of humanity you are. Connect with them like you're connecting with an old friend. Can you do that? Give it a try. Give it a try and watch it dissipate. Feel it dissipate right in front of you. This is, I would call this a somewhat advanced exercise. I would like to see you go get through the cycle at least once before you tackle this kind of thing, right? Connect to the good stuff or what you think is the good stuff first, because that's very motivating. But if you find that you're having some blockages somewhere, right? If you feel like, man, I thought I dealt with this baggage from my past, but it just seems to keep coming up again. This is an exercise that might help with that. Or if you find that you're not making progress in a particular area, it may be because you're ignoring something that you think is negative, right? There's something you haven't addressed that you need to. And you may know you need to, you may not know you need to, but it's worth it to dig around and find out what that might be. All right, that's enough to think about for today, but go think about that. This is so worth the time put into thinking about these things. So thanks for joining us. If you have questions, you can send them into questions@koabd.com or go click the link below in the show notes and go over to the community page and send your questions in there. Thanks for joining us this time. As always, I am wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.